the best thing to do, I guess, would be to use our CRS newsletter. Let's face it, that's written every month, and that would be the simple one. But if they were going to build one from scratch, which there's lots of advantages to writing them from scratch in that you can write specifically for your target base, and that way you're giving them exactly the information that they want, because you know them, as opposed to something that's written for the entire country and you just hope that it will satisfy the wants and needs of your customers. Well, some of those things are very generic, but what if they talk about how to waterproof your basement and you live in Tucson? Nearest basement's 1,000 miles away. That's just dumb. So I think writing your own newsletter is an easy thing to do. Now, this is the way I write my newsletters. I've been doing it for over 10 years. I had file folders January through December, and if I read an article or this, that, or the other, or had any kind of idea at all, I would tear it out of a magazine or scratch it on a piece of paper and dump it into the file folder. Then when the time came for me to write that month's newsletter, I would simply go in there and start writing it, and I had all these ideas. So now, because I use Word constantly, I do exactly the same thing, but it's all electronic. I have a folder called Newsletters. I go into it, and at the beginning of the year, and I start a new document for each newsletter, January through December, 2006 and 2006. And so then, as I might get an idea for something, and I don't even have any notes on it or anything. I just open up that month's newsletter where I want to put it, and then I write that thing down. And then I put a recurring appointment on my Outlook program. So I make an appointment with myself. Newsletter is due. So let's say the newsletter needs to go out on the first of the month, but I need to write it by the 15th so that I can get it ready to be sent out by the 21st. So I go and make an appointment, write monthly newsletter, hit the recurrence button in Outlook up on the toolbar. I say monthly on the 15th of the month, no end date, okay, save and close. And next thing you know, every 15th it pops up and says, today's the day that you got to get your newsletter done. So I don't have to remember about it. It tells me to do it. So then I open that folder, that document for the month. It would be, in this case, July newsletter, and I would start writing it. Now, some of the tips that I would use for realtors that are not maybe capable of writing or don't have the skill or the time to do it is this. The temptation out there is when they find neat stories on the Internet to copy and paste and put them in their newsletter, but that's plagiarism. So why don't you be the not the creator of information, but the locator of information. And by doing so, what you'll do is you'll find an article that's relevant to your readers on the Internet, and then you will write a two-sentence summary of the article and then put a hyperlink to the article from your website, from the newsletter, rather. And you'll go directly to the article. For instance, let's say there was an article on Lowe's website that told how to rescreen window screens, which might be a good thing to do in the spring. Mm-hmm. Don't send them to Lowe's website. Good grief. They must be thousands and thousands of pages on Lowe's. They'll never find the article. So when you find the page or the article that you want, you go up into the URL line and you click on it, copy it, and then come back over and paste it into your newsletter. And that way it'll take it directly to that. So now here's the next thing that you might want to do. That URL line could be really long. In my example, it could say www.lowes.com and then have a bunch of other parts of the address behind it, and it's a real long address. It's ugly. Well, what Word will do for you is we could actually say, I recently saw a great article on using rescreening your own window screens with material that now will no longer rust and will keep mosquitoes out and blah, blah, blah. If you would like to know how easy it is to do this, go to Lowe's website, click here. Now you take the word click here and you select it, which means highlight it. Then you go up on the Microsoft Word toolbar and there's a button up there that looks like a world globe with kind of looks like chain links on it. That's the toolbar button for hyperlink. When you click on it, it gives you options for several different things. One of them is for going to a web page. So if you're on that button that it'll take it to a web page, then you click into the address line, copy and paste your URL that you already found over there into that. And then what happens is it makes the words click here the hyperlink, but the address is actually will not show. It's built into it, and it actually will be the page that you'd identified with, in this example, Lowe's. Now, here's another thing that you've got to have in newsletters. You've got to have a way for them to subscribe and unsubscribe. We'll start with the positive things first. You've got customers you're sending your newsletter to. They think it's wonderful. They want to share it with their friends. Their friends read it and they go, wow, I'd like to get this monthly. That's part of viral marketing, and so that's a wonderful thing to have happen to you. So you'd want to have a way for them to sign up for your newsletter real easy. Well, without having this feature on your website that you've automated or paid somebody to do for you, we can just do it manually. And the way you do it manually is, again, you would type the word to subscribe, click here, select those words, hit the hyperlink button we just talked about, and then there is another button in that hyperlink dialog box that will appear that is for email. So when you select that email button, you'll be able to put your email address in there, and you'll be able to put a subject line in there, which in this case would be subscribe, and so that when your reader clicks on the subscribe button, it will automatically open up their email client, which whether it be Outlook or Eudora Pro or Netscape Messenger or anything, and it will open up this message. It'll put your email address in the to line. It will put subscribe here in the subject line, and they don't have to write a note or anything. When they send it to you, you'll be able to see the email address that it came from, and as a result, you'll be able to add them to your list. You do the exact same thing to the unsubscribe. So you build a button that says to unsubscribe, click here. You go through the same process, click the hyperlink button, click the email button, put in your email address, put in the words unsubscribe in the subject line, and then when you get an email from somebody, you'll have to search that email address in your database, whatever you're using to send your newsletter out with, and you'll be able to, at that point, take them off the list.